Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Major topics, not only in the state of Florida, but nationally, is the Florida State University vacancy. And nobody does it better than Brandon Sinone. And he's kind enough to join us this evening from a busy schedule. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry, thanks for having me. Thank you for being accommodating. I know I told you I was grumpy and going to bed at 9:30 these days, so I appreciate you letting me come on early. That was awfully nice of you.
Well, Brandon, anytime, and not only that, from Saturday after the hurricane game till now, it's just been one crazy scene in Tallahassee,
yes.
And I can understand that. Take us through this. I mean, we've heard every name in the book, from Stoops to, you know, to whoever. I mean, there had been name in, and then we know that well, because when Mark Richt stepped down, every name in the book was thrown. And before he got there, after Al Golden left, we heard that. And after Randy Shannon, because it's the unknown and people could throw out every name they want in every scenario. No one is going to say anything. So it's got to be, for you, it's got to be triple, maybe quadruple the load, because, I mean, you have to be accurate. You have to find out every source. You just can't blurt out all these names and say, you know, I was told by a source. It's got to, and on these Florida State fans, I mean, they deserve, this is a fan base that has weathered some storm just like down here. But you look back 4 years ago, this team was right on the verge. I mean, we're talking on the verge of being right there. And now you're in a situation where everything's spinning, in orbit, and the direction is undefined. And the Florida State faithful, who just are like Miami, they love to win. Talk about what it's been for you, because this is you're more than a credible guy, and you're not one of those the hacky guys that just want to put things out to sell views.
Oh, thank you. It depends on who you ask about that. But I like to think that we do, myself and I know Josh Newberg, Chris Nee, guys who come on your show too, and we compliment each other well, I think, and we all are very, so here's, I think, an example of like what the last like 48 hours are like. And first off, this all started a couple weeks ago. Josh actually got this kind of going in the mainstream where he came on we have a podcast, and he said that he was hearing that FSU administration had at least reached out at one point to Willie Taggart's representatives to discuss the potential of a buyout, or at least see where he's at with that. And I think some people took that as like, oh, it's imminent and they're getting rid of him. This is right after the Wake Forest loss. Well, FSU's AD came out and said, and, you know, the next day there was a report that Urban Meyer was going to be targeted by Florida State, which was never going to happen. But you know, all that kind of got jumbled up into one thing, man. And so then what ends up happening is, you know, Florida State's athletic director has to address it. He shoots it all down. Well, then magically, 10 days later, Willie Taggart's not the coach anymore. So it happened very, very quickly for them to have not have had any conversations about having any kind of inclination of a buyout and what that would look like. And that's something they're still working on. But this all did happen relatively quickly. I think after FSU started the season 1-2 with losses to Boise State and Virginia and a really ugly win against ULM, you start kind of hearing some of the buzz that power brokers, people who are maybe not administrators, but people within the FSU structure of the boosters or high up were really upset, man. But you never really know like when they're actually going to pull the trigger on something like that, because it is such a big deal. And you're talking about millions and millions of dollars for an athletic program that had to work really hard just to get back into the black, you know, right. How to get out of the red this year. So anyways, in the past, you know, couple of days, you know, Saturday after the game, we start hearing that, like, okay, that they're done. And I was like, okay, that they're done with Willie Taggart. What does that mean? I was kind of skeptical. I thought they were going to sleep on it. I thought Sunday they were going to wake up and say, oh, let's at least try to get through the season.
Right.
But they didn't. They went ahead and they said, let's move on. There's no point in waiting, which I'm actually a proponent of. Like, if you think you're not invested in someone, you don't think they can get you where you want to go, crisis management 101 is don't delay until tomorrow. It needs to be done today. And so they went ahead and did that. And you know, then within a day of that man, the Bob Stoops rumors start, and you know, we heard there was mutual interest in both sides, but wanted to be careful in how to report it. But then Twitter becomes this echo chamber where all of a sudden it's this imminent thing, and people are talking about it happening like today, Wednesday, like and maybe Thursday or Friday, and there's people who haven't really reported on FSU before, where it's just been crazy. The athletic director had to come out and say they're interested in Bob Stoops, but nothing's imminent. So long story short, it's been hectic. It's been a crazy couple of weeks and a crazy just 48 hours or so.
You take a look, as we're speaking with Brendan Sinone, 247 Sports. The one thing, too, is Willie Taggart and everybody, you know, I mean, it was like down here with Al Golden was down here with Joe Philbin, everybody feeling sorry for him, but they'll waltz out of here with 10, 12 million. He's leaving with 20. You take a look at the Oregon, Western Kentucky, USF gigs, and the man's got 30 million plus. I mean, he could buy a team. I mean, he's leaving with a lot of money, but that the thing that concerns a lot of people, and you had mentioned, and I think that people waltz right over it, Brendan. These universities spend so much time on fundraising and getting money in there to keep those programs in the black and to make sure they have operating. And then you get rid of one coach, and then all of a sudden you're looking at a bunch of other assistants who, again, reported that if they have to get rid of all of them, you're talking $40 million. I mean, where is this all going to come from? And not only that is, if you get another head coach, there's got to be some type of mutual interest or mutual something that they keep a lot of these guys, because you just don't want to start paying out all these contracts. I mean, when you could have them work for you, at least save some money. And yeah, over the next couple of years, if things don't work out, then they mutually separate and replace. It happens everywhere, but they can't clean total house. Yeah. It would be impossible.
And again, in Florida State's athletic department, this isn't a well-kept secret. Like, this is pretty public. It's not as dire as, like, when, you know, Jimbo Fisher was here, there was all this talk about when he was leaving that they're broke and that the facilities are bad. And that's a little hyperbolic. But right. But it's not it wasn't operating as smoothly as it needed to. There was change that had to be done. It's something the current athletic director has kind of cleaned house to get the budget back in a more manageable place. They're actually ahead in their budget. There was just a meeting today. They're going to finish with a profit, not a ton of one. It's a leaner budget. I think about $3 or $4 million for an athletic department FSU size. That's not great. But yeah, man, the finances are a big part of this. I mean, you know, Willie Taggart, and to your point earlier, Larry, like, he's coming away with probably, you know, the actual final buyout. They are negotiating it still, from my understanding. So it could be about $18 million for him directly. And then if they clean house with the coaches, yeah, closer to $20 million, just getting guys like gone. I feel bad for him. This was his dream job. This is something he wanted. Like, yeah, some people are rolling their eyes. They go, give me $20 million. But still, you know, to fail, like, doesn't feel good as another person. You know, you feel bad for him, but you didn't get the job done. But anyways, with the budget, yeah, they have to be very, very thoughtful and meticulous with this coaching search. You can't miss again. I wrote something about a week and a half ago after the Wake Forest loss. That was basically what the price of losing was at Florida State. And it was a look at just what ticket revenue was, like just what Florida State was not making in ticket revenue this year compared to the last 2 years. And those last 2 years, man, weren't great years for attendance. This year is even worse. You're talking about in the 50,000 range, well, more than that, but in the 50s, you're not in the 60,000 range at Doak Campbell. Florida State's probably losing, I shouldn't say losing, compared to what they were making the last couple of years, is about $1 million less per home game than they were the last two seasons combined. And those two seasons weren't as good as the previous ones. So you're talking about, you know, $6 million a year just in tickets, not booster contributions, not merchandise, and all these other things tickets, that go with an athletic program. Like, they couldn't afford to keep them. That's what the athletic director said. So they were forced with a tough decision. They didn't think that they were going to get it done with Willie Taggart, and that's why we're at where we are today. It became a dollar and cents deal.
Yeah, and before I let you go, because this is important too, it's almost deja vu. 2 years ago, you went through the same thing where this early signing day is just going to be meaningless because you're going to need that second signing day again. Florida State had to go through that, and we talked to Chris Knee about it. And unfortunately, I mean, just as they were getting kind of in a groove and recruiting, all this starts falling apart again. There were such high hopes, 8-9 win seasons, and it's hurtful because now you have all these programs pecking away at the recruits. I see that Jalen Knighton decommitted. Obviously, there's going to be a few other guys that are going to kind of waver. But on the recruiting front, have you heard anything more? Is it a wait and see type of thing or what?
For some it is, but you got like Josh Griffiths and Jayon McCluster, and those are 3-star guys from the St. Pete, Tampa-ish area that are both taking official visits. They're still committed. I think Steven Dix Jr., linebacker from Orlando, 3-star, 4-star guy. You know, these are all solid guys that they liked a lot and that bought in early, are still committed, but they're looking, and, you know, you obviously can't blame them. One thing that I think as well, there's a few things, but one I think, Larry, like that's important is like a lot of these guys, I think whether you kept Willie or not this year, like there was going to be some that were going to be on the fence regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of what the season was going to be. Jalen Knighton being one of those. I don't think he would have decommitted this soon, but right. I think he was going to, like, yeah, they were in line to probably go 5-7, 6-6 again, man. And some of the guys that you really liked, that you had committed or that you were hoping to possibly commit. I'm blanking on his name right now, the wide receiver from Palm Beach area right now. Brian Robinson,
yeah.
That was someone that they were trying to, that they thought they had a commitment from in the offseason in the summer. He wanted to see how the offense looked this year. It was better, but I don't know if he was going to commit to a 6-6 Willie Taggart team. So kind of kept going back to that, man. It's like, I think administration was like, are we going to get much better here? Willie Taggart can recruit. The fact they had a top 10 class going into the season with coming off of 5-7 year is pretty miraculous. Willie can't recruit, but it's just the losses, man. They just keep going back to the results in this.
It's crazy.
It really neutered a guy who was really talented. And I feel bad if they had won just 7 games last year and found a way to beat Miami and maybe scored, found a way to get tripped into the end zone a couple times against Virginia Tech. This is probably a different story that we're talking about here, but here we are. It's a results-oriented business, and
I hear you.
There's a new coach.
All right, Brendan, I appreciate you joining us. Go get some rest. We'll check back in with you when things become final again. Thanks so much for taking the time.
All right, thanks, Larry. Appreciate
it. Good stuff. Brendan Sinone joining us, 247 Sports, Knowles 247.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.